All right. Welcome back to the planet of Glimmer. Toxic sludge galore. All the toxic sludge you could need as we try to figure out what is coming next with this fine old situation that we've got going on there. All right. So we're back. We're on Toxic. We're on Toxic. We're on Glimmer, and we were sitting there at in the town in the city of very large city. Tens of thousands, which we've determined is underground. We're at the sort of a docking thing. We had gotten our shipment unloaded, and from that we had learned from one of the people that we had sort of flirted with on the way down, or just connected with on the way down, who met us at the undock or at the unloading, that so whatever is being shipped in from Meridian Station is really not mining raw materials, but something that's being shipped away from the city and out into the wastelands, connected with Kumara Shin, the corrupt individual that everyone kind of blames to a certain extent, even though they can't really do anything about it, with the state of the world. Glimmer. So we, swore an iron vow that we were going to figure out what was where all this material from Meridian Station was being shipped to, try to figure out what was going on there, what the whole point of the thing was. And then thinking about where we, they sort of ask Dex sort of ask where we needed to go next. I need a picture for Dex. I have a thing for Dex. I have one for Dancer. Who's this new person? And they are a Glamour Port Authority, but something else. Criminal. All right, this gives us a better picture of Dex. I like that a lot. Dex Freeman. Love it. Because I was looking at the various things I had going on, and I said, "Hey, Dex, you ever heard of the Jeffrey's Vega Collective?" And with that, they're criminal. They're criminal. Jeffrey's Vega Collective. All right, so I am going to do a move here, gathering information. If the connection aids you in a move closely associated with their role, criminal. I have an idea about Jeffrey's Vega Collective. Okay, so what do we know about the Jeffrey's Vega Collective? We know that the Zebulon Harding was connected with them at some point in time in the past. We know that Zebulon Harding was in trouble at Meridian Station for poking their nose around where they weren't wanted, to the point where they had been banned. Useful. We know that Dex does not like Meridian Station. We know that Dex is a criminal. Why would you be poking? Okay. I need the Oracle here. The Oracle is, what are the odds that Jeffrey's Vega Collective is, what are the odds that Dex's background of criminal applies to the answer about the Jeffrey's Vega Collective? That's going to help. Not applies, but whether or not it would even help. I'm going to say it's a 50-50 chance that this is something kind of shady. So, what's the Oracle say? Let's find out. There we go. Boom. What do we got? Ask the Oracle. No. It's close, but no. The criminal thing does not help. Fine. I'm not going to be taking a plus one on that. That's be that way, Oracle. Care. All right. So we're going to gather information. When you search for clues, ask questions, analyze evidence, do research, roll wits. And that is fine. I'm going to roll my wits. Yeah, I guess. Weak hit. The information provides a new insight, but also complicates your quest. Envision what you discover, take plus one momentum. Cool. Provides new insight, but also complicates your quest. Take plus one momentum. All right. Yeah, Jeffrey's Vega Collective is they're a bunch of scientists, aren't they? Like a university, some kind of teaching science outpost? Really? Says, where are they? Oh, they're, I don't know. They're in the non-corporate freeholds out in open space. Oh, really? Yeah, really? They're in this sector, though. Yeah, they're in this sector, but they're out in the open sections of space. Oh, which direction? Okay, so I'm gonna say where we're at here. We're right here on the map, right? We got a whole lot of blank space out here. There's a bunch of storms this way. I'm gonna say a 75-25 chance that they're out this direction. So let's go back to the Oracle and find out here. We're gonna call this specific area the Pyre. So we're gonna go back to the Oracle here. Is the location of the collective out in this open part of space, which I think is likely, or somewhere out in the Pyre, off to the Galactic East, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. Or no, sorry, likely they're out in open space. What's the Oracle say? Yes. Yes, they are. They're out. Oh, I don't know. They're out in I said open. They're out in open space. Thank God they're out in the Pyre. No. They're not out in the Pyre. Although I think they send people out there a lot. They do research. Like I said, they're scientists. Never really interacted with them very much. I have a feeling about this. I have a feeling. And I am going to delve into this feeling by testing my by Bond with Dex, which I realize, testing my relationship with Dex, which I realize is dodgy. I'm aware, especially at this. This is tricky. Okay. When your relationship with a connection is tested through conflict, betrayal, or circumstance, roll plus heart. If you share a bond, add plus one. On a strong hit, develop your relationship. All right. Mark progress per the rank of the connection. So, mark progress here. That's cool. So something the deck said made me wonder about what was going on here. Yeah, they're scientists. Never encountered them very much. And there's something about the way they said it. You sure about that last part there, Dex? What do you mean? I don't know. You just don't seem very sure. Just asking. Nothing particular, but I give him a look. Maybe Earl's pretty hard to lie to. Maybe not. Dex kind of like looks almost insulted. It looks like they're trying to decide whether or not to be insulted about this. And they fold. Well, I mean, it's a little odd that you're asking about it is all. Why is it odd that I'm asking about it? Well, I mean, I have encountered them once or twice in the past. People that said that they were working with the collective.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They were flying that ship. And he points at the Zebulon Harding behind me.
Really?
You've run into this ship before?
Yeah.
It had a whole crew. It didn't have one guy. And it sure as heck wasn't you.
Did you know any of them?
No, I didn't ever interact with them. They never unloaded anything. They just asked a lot of questions. Matter of fact, they were asking a lot of questions about Meridian Station.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. And you come along and you're carrying stuff for them. The crew ain't around. It's a little suspicious. You got to understand.
It is, yeah.
I'm trying to get some answers about that, actually. Trying to figure out what happened to the crew of the ship.
Really?
Yeah, really. Keep an eye out for me, will you? If you hear anything, hear any rumors about it.
It's a little weird.
I know. Now, I said on last session, it'd be really nice if there were oracles for opportunities. Now, either I missed it, or they've added them since last time. But there are opportunities now. Do I say it's life pairing or lifeless? I'll say life pairing. A foe reveals themselves or tips their hand. Interesting. All right, so while this is going on, and we're talking about this, and Dex is kind of thing, he kind of, you know, they kind of look over, and it's very subtle, but Dex gives me that second look of like, oh shit, that's one of kind of don't look now, but over there by that kiosk is one of Kimura Shim's people, one of the ones that keeps an eye on the station, or keeps an eye on the city, on the docks, on the port. They were asking around the last time your ship was here as well. Who is it? Of course I'm gonna ask who is it. Why, Earl, why you gotta ask these tough questions? I don't know the answer.
I don't know what his real name is. They call him Overlord. Overload.
Overload.
Really?
Not so loud. Let's put this guy. Everyone meet Overload. All right, so we got Overload here. Okay, so let's sort out a little bit of stuff that's happened here. We did gather information. We made some headway on that with regards to just, like, where the location of that. I wonder what happened to the former crew of the Zebulon Harding. I'm going to mark that. Because something here. We got somebody from the criminal underground here, or the corrupt leadership, I guess, of Glimmer, who's keeping an eye on the Zebulon Harding. They were asking around questions. We found that out. We're getting that off the opportunity. Find out what's going on with the Meridian shipments to Glimmer's wastelands. I don't know that that's told me anything about that. Get the Zebulon Harding to Jeffrey's Vega Collective. We're definitely marking everything here, because I at least know what it is now, and I know the direction that it is. And I also made an advance on the connection that I had with Dex, which is good. Well, odds are pretty good. That big fella's going to be asking questions when I get on out of here. Keep an eye out for me. Well, he doesn't look very safe, so don't get too close. But if you can find out anything, I'd appreciate it. You hear what he's asking about. That's all to the good. I got to head out into the pyre before I can get on to the rest of this stuff. But I'm going to keep ears open, see what I can find out. And it helps to know that I'm digging into this. I'm actually kind of digging into the stuff having to do with the Zebulon Harding, too. So that makes me feel even better about helping out with the Zebulon. All right, so before Overload can decide to do anything about it, I'm tempted to go after this nutbag, but I am not a naturally confrontational person. Just keep an eye. I'll be back. I want to have a chat with him when I get back. All right, so yeah, Earl's not the punchiest of people, so I'm going to head on up out of here, and I need to be heading out to KTAC 347. All right, so to do this, I need to get out into space, but I don't have these handy little routes heading up out of here, and that means I've got different moves to make. So I am taking off heading away from Glimmer and going to my moves, because I need to set out on a exploration. I am undertaking an expedition. When you trailblaze a route through perilous space, journey over hazardous terrain, or survey a mysterious site, give the expedition a name and a rank. Then for each segment of the expedition, envision your approach. All right. I've never done this before, so we're going to stick with troublesome. Doesn't seem like it's that far. It's not that far. Might not be that far at all. 1, 2, 3. Easy. Troublesome. Sure. Trouble with it anyway. All right. When you're moving at speed, roll plus edge, under the radar, I'm not worried about radar, shadow, stay vigilant, roll wits. You know what? I am going to roll with shadow initially, keeping under the radar. I don't want them seeing it glimmer, since my ship has drawn attention, right? And since we've got unfriendly eyes on me, I am actually getting up out of here and leaving Glimmer in a way that is going to make it difficult to follow me or to really know where I went. And I'm giving some false information to Dex. I'm letting them know that I'm giving them some false information. But I'm making sure that, sort of leaving a false trail, both verbally and like sort of the destination's logged with the Port Authority. Which Dex helps me out with. And you know what? I think Dex does help me out with this. So I'm logging false destinations with the Port Authority to get up out of here. And then I'm heading on out and doing navigation. So I'm rolling to keep under the radar. I'm rolling plus shadow. And Dex is going to help me with this. So I'm going to roll plus shadow, but I'm going to take a plus one because I'm getting a criminal help to lie to the Port Authority, which is helpful because they're a criminal in the Port Authority. There we go. Moving under the radar with a plus one from my good friend Dex. My casual acquaintance Dex. Undertaking an expedition. Oh, look at that. Nice strong hit. Love it. On a strong hit, you reach a waypoint. Envision the location and mark progress per the rank of your expedition. All right, so let's get some progress here. Let's mark a progress thing. Failures. We just cleared out the disable the bomb thing. Clear this, and we're going to say travel to K-Tech 347. It is a troublesome. And I mark progress, and we envision our waypoint out here in space. And of course, we've got oracles for this to kind of help us out. And I am happy to dig in here and see what we got. Stellar objects, space encounters. There you go. Use the space sightings oracle to introduce a location or an encounter on a spaceborne expedition. For example, roll on this table when you ask the oracle to envision the primary feature of a waypoint as you undertake an expedition. Check your results by referencing the column from your current location, Terminus, Outlands, or the Expanse. We'll say Outlands. And we are going to roll our space sighting for the Outlands. Okay, that's a creature. All right. That is a creature. Do we get to know more about the creature? Or is there a separate? I bet there's a separate oracle for that. Oh, creatures. I'm going to say it's in space. Whale-sized. I like this already. The basic form is... Roll twice. Oh, good. Insectoid, exoskeletal, and amorphous elemental. Okay. All right. First look is... I'm not going to go with distinctive spell. It doesn't make any damn sense in space. Iridescent. That I can work with. Ooh, this is going to be fun. Encountered behavior. Camouflager. Okay. All right. I had a strong hit, so I'm not trying to screw myself over too badly on this. But okay, so we get into space. We're out at a waypoint doing one of our first skips. We're reorienting and getting ready for the first jump, for the second jump. And Zeb is calculating some of this stuff. And I'm kind of, you know, working this stuff. And I glance up to the, you know, the view out into space. And I do a double take. I'm like, wait, are you seeing something out there? Zeb, what are you seeing out there? And we're getting, you know, I am getting anomalous energy readings nearby. And it's possible that they are hostile. I said, are there weapons on this thing? We have some asteroid deflection systems. We're on it. This is a spaceship, Zeb. We don't have asteroid shields. That's planet-side stuff. We have asteroid deflection systems. You've got point defense guns that can be used as asteroid deflection systems. Why do you have point defense systems for a ship that was being used by a bunch of scientists, Zeb? Zeb is silent on this. You know what? Never mind. I don't want you to shoot anything. I don't want to rile up whatever's out there. Tell you what. Can you do a slow orbital, like a slow attitude adjustment burn. I just want to dump a little bit of energy out into space there and see what we get. And so we have him kind of burn the engines just a little bit, just put a little juice out there into space. And what we see here now are these, like Oracle said, insectoid, exoskeletal, and they're iridescent. So I'm thinking, like, yes. These creepy looking, yeah, like these kind of guys here. Oh my god, yeah, like, oh yes! So we get stuff like these guys. I'm saving that image. They're in a sci-fi, and we got these space shrimp. The size of a whale, though. Like, these guys are big. They're each one of, they're probably half the size of the ship. I like those little guys. Imagine the ship, like, alongside of here, and like, half the length of this thing. Yeah, maybe they are bigger than that. Maybe they're like bigger than the ship. You know, when the engines are out there, they kind of luminesce. They get iridescent. Otherwise, they're camouflaged. They're difficult to detect. I don't want to antagonize these things. I'm going to kind of remember. I'm going to take as many readings as you can, Zeb. Let's scan these things. I feel like I'm poking around at this stuff that I should probably count this as exploring the waypoint that I'm at. So that is fine. I'm going to do that. And I am going to go down here to my exploration moves, and I'm going to explore waypoint. No bonuses to this. Rolling plus wits. What do we get? Weak hit. All right. Explore waypoint. Game pro. So when you divert from an expedition, on a strong hit, choose one. On a weak hit, you uncover something interesting, but it's bound up in a peril or reveals an ominous aspect of this place. I just thought of what it is. Okay. Okay. So we're looking at this. First of all, mark momentum. I've got these luminous shrimp-looking things, the size of whales, comparable in size to the ship, let's say. And I've been kind of like, you know, putting a little energy out there so they kind of luminesce, and so I can kind of look at them and stuff like that. And they realize there's a couple of them. There's quite a few. It's like they're all kind of out there. There's a whole field. I can't see most of them. It's only the ones nearby that kind of luminesce. But they do kind of a little bit. And I'm like, it's like, oh my god, look at these things. So you can get a little bit closer. I'm not sure that's safe stuff. Just a little bit. I just want to see if I can scan as much of these things as I can. And then, like, all of a sudden, they all, like, kind of turn. You ever seen those murmurations of starlings and stuff like that? But they all kind of turn in unison and just, they just move. And I'm looking where they're going, and then I look where they're leaving from, and there's something out there that's coming that is at a scale that makes these things go back to looking like the shrimp-sized things that they are, that makes them tiny. And they're like nearly the size of the ship. They're the size of whales to me. And something out there that they are turning and fleeing from is like this space shrimp equivalent of like a baleen whale. Zeb, we need to jump right out. I agree, Earl. I would have jumped already, except you wanted to poke the shrimp. I didn't. You are you? Don't back. Just jump. I am jumping now in 3, 2. Quit counting down and just go. So that's what we find out. And that's back to the original move, or the way the move is described, which was reveals an ominous aspect of the place. Yeah, we have cool, luminescent, whale-sized, shrimpy things in space. Super cool. They're not the biggest thing out in this area. Whew. Okay, so we're going to keep moving and undertake an expedition. I'm not sure if I want to move at speed, however. Vigilant makes sense. Yeah, I'm not going to be trying to speed through here, but we're going to move with wits here. See what we got. Move at, stay vigilant, no modifiers. Off into space we go. Oh, look at it. Ooh, look at that. Another strong hit. Love it. Love to see it. Undertake an expedition. Action score. Strong hit. All right. On the strong hit, you reach waypoint, envision the location, and mark progress per the rank of your expedition. Cool. Travel to K-TAC. Boom. And envision your location. Let's go back to space. Space sighting. We're in the Outlands. Planet. Cool. Planets. Desert world. Pitiless planet of searing heat, blowing sand, and sun-baked rock. I wonder what kind of star we've got here. Blazing blue star. Ooh. Yikes. Okay, this is definitely, yeah. Okay, planetary class. Desert world. Scan it. See what we've got there. Corrosive atmosphere. This planet's atmosphere is deadly to humans. As a bonus, it can damage exposed skin, materials, plastics, and metals over time.
Reminds me of my ex.
That was a joke. Yes, I know it was a joke, Earl. I'm not programmed to laugh at that type of humor.
I mean that type of humor.
All right, no settlements to speak of. Vibrant terrain colors. That's cool. Mother of pearl. No designation in the system. And that is just fine by me. We don't need to have anything else past that. I'm not looking around here for any of the rest of this. So I'm not going to dig around here anymore. It's a
star blasted rock. All right, next jump. Take it careful. Get out of here in one piece. Affirmative, Earl. Take an expedition. We're going to go with wits again. Stay vigilant. Stay frosty. Strong hit. I love it. That's three strong hits in a row. Boom, boom, boom. When you trailblaze a route through perilous space, strong hit, you reach waypoint, envision the location, mark progress per the rank of your expedition. Okay, back into progress again. Gets us to nine, like that. And let's just see what we find. I'm inclined. Ooh, that's good though. Oh, that's perfect. Space sighting starship. Cool. Because if you recall, we were asked by Dancer to retrieve mysterious cargo from ship in orbit around K-TAC-347. Marking that one. I have arrived and I see a spaceship. Let's find out some more about the starship. That was awfully quick. Okay, so what do we know about this planet? We knew it was Smoldering Red Star Starships. All right, let's learn some more about this starship then. What's the name of this thing? Freya's Wrath, huh? All right, what type is it? Multi-purpose search and rescue. Freya's Wrath is a search and rescue ship. Okay. Unresponsive. Okay, so it's dead. There's no beacon asking for help. It's not got defensive systems on. It's not automated. It's just unresponsive. Oversized engines. Okay, well, let's conclude this journey here then and see. So where are we at here? We got our progress on travel to K-347. It's troublesome, and we are going to conclude this expedition. Filled in progress is 9. Strong hit. When your expedition comes to an end, roll the challenge dice and compare your progress. On a strong hit, you reach your destination or complete your survey. Mark a reward on your discovery's legacy track per the expedition's rank. It's troublesome, gives you one tick. Any allies who share this expedition also mark a reward. So we're going to go back over here to legacies and mark on discoveries. Mark, lovely. That's cool. All right, so we're coming into this ship, and I think we need to figure out how to dock with this bad boy. And for that, we're going to... I like this. We got through our expedition, and we're now over here at K-TAC, and we have found the Freya's Wrath. Oversized engines, eh? You know what I'm picturing? I'm picturing that. Oh, yeah, like nothing but engines, the quad jumper. That's a general idea that I'm thinking of, you know, something. But I want... we'll see. Freya's Wrath. Something with great big engines on it. Anyway, all right, so that's some kind of poking that in the back of my head. That's what I'm sort of halfway thinking about. Something like this guy. I kind of like it for that because you know what this thing looks like to me is a tugboat. It's all engines, right? You latch onto something, and so it's like it's meant to grab and haul something back out of a decaying orbit, you know? Get up underneath the thing, and its only point is to lift the thing back up. I like that a little bit. I'm going to save this thing. Put it in the ship's folder. Maybe we aren't. Does that work? We'll find out if that works. All right. So, cool. Like that idea. Nice. So we get that quad jumper, and we're going to try to pull in and dock with this thing. And I think that is where we will pull up for the night. So we are going to... I think this is a pretty straightforward move here. We are going to face danger, right? Or did we gather information first? Maybe gather information. Yeah, let's gather information and see what we got here. So we got to remember we're looking at all this stuff. So the ship is unresponsive, multi-purpose. It's a search and rescue ship, oversized engines, and we are going to... It's unresponsive. When you assess the situation, make preparations or attempt to gain leverage, envision your action and role. Expertise, focus, and observation. All right. Earl's assets are scavenger. When you gather information or resupply by scavenging a wreck, ruin, or abandoned site. This is actually... I'm finally into Earl's wheelhouse. Hot damn. All right. So first thing we're going to do in here, let's just settle in, scan this thing, find out what we got, see if we can get it to respond to any kind of hails. We can do that. We can probably get it to latch on with an airlock without having to force the thing. And all this stuff is just like, and I know that I know this. I only have hazy memories. This isn't like, how do I know this thing? I only have hazy memories of how the hell I got on the ship. I've done this. This I know. Gather information. Take plus one and put momentum on a hit. I'm not technically scavenging the thing right now, but I'm in the process of doing scavenging. I'm getting ready to dock with the thing so I can get in and figure out what the hell's going on with this thing. So this is good for me.
And I am going to take that plus one happily as I gather information first. And search for clues, ask questions, analyze evidence, do research, boom. And I'm taking the plus one and the plus one momentum on a hit. Got another strong hit. Hey, the dice have been really favoring me tonight. Thank you, dice. I appreciate it. Very nice of you. A strong hit. You discover something helpful and specific. The path you must follow or the action you must take to make progress is made clear. Envision what you learn and take plus two momentum. And I actually get plus three momentum because I got another one from the thing. You discover something helpful and specific. Okay. Where's my space stuff? Oh, these are just character sheets. Space. Opportunity? Helpful and specific. Sensors pinpoint a lurking foe. Okay. All right. So I'm scanning this thing, getting ready. I'm doing a couple of pings and stuff, and I see a kind of a dark spot on the readout of the ship, and I'm like, Step, hit that area again with another... Do a focus scan there. I get the kind of shape of the thing, and I'm like, huh. Yeah. I think we're going to need the... Zeb?
Yes, Earl.
I think we're going to need the meteor deflection system, and that's where we're going to stop. All right, so I've got a little bit of information there. We got to approach this thing, and I think that next step to dealing with Freya's wrath is figuring out what the hell little lurking foe is that's hanging out, probably attached to the side of this ship. All right. Oh, I'm excited. I get to do some space cry-da-da. This is new. I like this. This is good stuff. All right, so we're at Freya's wrath outside of K-Tac, in orbit around K-Tac, and there's some sort of lurking foe hanging out on the edge of the ship, and we're going to deal with that in our next session. So, the shrimp and the ship. All right. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, guys. I'm really enjoying this. I've appreciated all the comments that people are leaving about how they are starting to enjoy how this is starting to come together. I am liking how some of the different pieces are starting to fit together. So that's really interesting. There's some good stuff here with how Meridian Station ties into Glimmer and all this other kind of stuff. So, yeah. Boy, I love how this game comes. I just love how this game plays. Love it so much. All right. Thanks very much, guys, and we'll talk to you soon.